On our Around the Home segment today, in the studio, we have representatives from Skyline, Pathways, Pioneer, and these are students who are working on the next house. Last year sold for $460,000 from the student building program, the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program. Pete Nowakowski from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. This is one of the highlights, having these students in here.
It really is. It's so good to see young people learning the trades, getting out and building something. It's a really cool experience, and we're happy to be associated.
Their coach, Grant Welch, with us as well, who is a graduate of the program.
Yes, I am. I graduated 7 years ago. It seems, you know, like it flew by. I was part of Team 42 and 43.
And those houses also did quite well.
They did. I can't remember the price tag on them, but I know we're in a new subdivisions, and the houses are actually a little bit bigger. They're about 3,400 square feet with a finished basement. And, you know, the ones we built was about 2,400 square feet.
This really is a self-sustaining program, because that money is poured back into the next house that you're going to be building.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what makes our program really unique, you know, throughout the state and really throughout the country, is that our program, you know, it is self-sustaining. And we have a wonderful board of directors that volunteer their time, of the people in industry, you know, partners with, you know, BRAG, that really help keep our program going.
Well, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, lovingly known as BRAG Ann Arbor. Pete, thanks to you guys and the foundation that you have and the fundraising you do, you're able to give scholarships to these students.
Yes, there are some scholarships they can apply for every spring, and we award those at our May meeting, and that's excellent, of course, to see. We also have go-to-work grants now, which even if students are not pursuing higher education or training, they can use some of the grant money for tools or a vehicle or licensing, builder's licensing, that type of thing. So we're really just trying to make it, you know, a stepping stone, you know, that can really help people launch a, you know, a career or you know, even just, you know, get their business going.
Possibly. Yeah, exactly. And we've seen a lot of that come out of this program. It's really miraculous. When we talk about, you know, students graduating and what are they going to do after that, and kind of this push now to encourage them to go into the trades, this program's been doing it since 1968, I think it is?
Yeah, 1968. Officially, I think it was 1970, so they kind of started the ball rolling around then, and really, but yeah, it's really helped a lot of people, a lot of young people get, you know, get a foot into the industry and take the next steps.
And have a viable career that really does make money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's find out who our students are here today. They're going to each introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what they've been doing with the Ann Arbor Student Industry Building Program. Hi there.
Hi, I'm Carrie Perez-Ruiz. My school is Pioneer, and I'm a senior.
And tell me about the work you've been doing on the current house.
So mainly I've been doing, like, the cuts and helping around.
What is the cut? What does that mean?
Like, we use a circular saw to, like, cut a board or cut sheeting and then, like, place it.
Carrie, have you ever touched a circular saw before this class?
I have.
Really?
With my dad.
Oh, your dad's a good man, showing his daughter how to do that stuff. How surprised was he that you're continuing this kind of work?
He's really happy. He really, like, supports me.
That's
in that
great
decision.
Thank you, Carrie. Hi there.
Hi, I'm Caden. I'm from Skyline, and I'm a junior.
And your last name?
Lakin, Caden Lakin.
Caden Lakin, and what kind of work have you been doing?
I'm a team leader around the group. We have four different team leaders, so we kind of are able to split our home building group into four different parts. And on top of that, I do a little bit of everything. Essentially on the job site, I believe it would be a foreman or somebody who would just oversee everything.
You also have been selected as Student of the Month, I understand. One of your fellow students tells me that.
I have.
Congratulations.
I won a $25 gift certificate and a nice shirt.
Well, that's really great. How does one get to be a team leader for this?
I believe it was picked just by who both Coach V and Coach G are, like, they believe suitable for who would be able to lead and kick it off. Because when we were selected as team leaders, we were told that we had to start off the energy of the year. And so as the first group, it would be the hardest. So they decided to take the people who would be the most fitting to lead.
And what about Caden?
So, yeah, it's a lot of it is, you know, our initial, we when we're getting to know our students, it's how we see them interact with each other, the kind of the natural leaders of the group. Eventually, everybody gets a chance to be a team leader, but, you know, Traditionally, it's been returning students, and this year we've only had one returning student in the morning. So we look at some of our younger students or our new students and find the best fit.
It's interesting that he's an 11th grader, so he'd be leading kids who are older than him.
Yep.
Is that hard to do, Caden?
No, they listen pretty well.
Do they?
Kiri is actually in my group, which is how we kind of discovered that she cuts really well, because we'd put her on cut, and then her cuts would be straight and Ooh. On all the time. Whereas the rest of my group, we're not as great at cutting. We're better at actually doing the lifting and actually placing and nailing and stuff like that.
Excellent. That's great that you're able to take their skill set and really maximize it. Also with us, hi there.
Hi, I'm Aiden Fulgenzi. I go to Pathways, and I'm in 11th grade.
And the work that you've been doing on the house?
I've been doing just about everything.
When you framing, say everything, well, give us an idea. I've never built a house. What do you do?
So when we first began, we laid out like the footings. We put in like the footings, like laid out cement. And then we began to like frame the house. We had to put up these steel walls to get the cement laid out.
How hard is framing?
It depends if you know what you're doing.
And how did you learn?
Coach G and Coach V did a good job at explaining what to do and how to do it in a suitable manner, I guess.
Coach G, Grant yeah. Welch, is there classroom work too, or do you just take them out on the site and you start?
So we try to limit the classroom work. We've known with our students that a lot of times they would rather go on the field to work and, see how stuff's put together instead of read about it in a book. With that, we limit it to about 15, 20 minutes. And then from there, we go out and we put all the stuff that we talked about in practice. And that seems to, they receive it really well.
Aiden, when you first went out on the site to do this and you're hearing about how to do it, compared to today now where you're at, big difference?
Yeah, I was more nervous because I didn't know what to do at all. So it was, I had like this blank sheet and they're telling me to do all this stuff and I understood what they were telling me, but I didn't comprehend what I was supposed to do. But now I have a better understanding of how to do it in like a faster manner as well.
So your great example of doing is the learning for you.
Yes, I'm a hands-on learner, yeah. I guess you can say.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
And our final student?
My name is Jackson Gray. I go to Skyline. I'm a senior.
Mm-hmm.
around the house, like my other teammates have said, we do pretty much everything. I guess I probably enjoy framing more than anything, even though we haven't done much else yet. But
why do you like that?
Because it's more like, yes, there's some detailed stuff that someone that's good at that stuff can do, but a lot of it is hands-on work, which is what I like to do.
Mm-hmm, kind of the big stuff.
Yeah.
They say framing is everything. If a house is framed well, you've got a good house. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the framing, with rough framing, we have our tolerances, but a lot of that stuff, if it's a project is put together well and framed well, everything else falls in place. Your mechanicals are able to, just get put in there. Your drywall, your finishes, your corners will then be, square and at 45 or 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And so all your cuts for your trim and, throughout really bring a project together. If you make a lot of mistakes in the framing in the early stages, that just projects through.
Who's checking their work? Are the coaches checking? Is that how this works?
Yeah, so we go through kind of daily, check, make sure that they're working, number one, safely, and then two, that what they have done is done correctly. We also have our president of construction, Ryan Lucchese, and Stephen Lucchese and Ryan Lucchese, Steve is our president of construction. He stops by fairly regularly and checks up on the house, and along with a lot of board members, check up to see how the students are doing.
It's one thing to have your coaches / teachers tell you what to do. Completely another thing when you have experts in the field who are already working in the industry. Talk a little bit about what that's like to work with these individuals.
Well, when Ryan's around, he's very on top of being and doing everything safely. I guess when he comes around, he comes in wearing full reflective gear and his white helmet, and he's always on top of about being safe.
Showing by example.
Yes. However, we have caught him without safety glasses on the site. And we made sure to get him for it.
Maybe he did that on purpose.
Yeah,
see who would notice. What about your experience, Jackson?
Wait, what was the question again?
Oh. That's okay. You still think you're a junior, so.
Yeah. Jackson's a little confused.
It is early in the morning. I understand. Yeah. I was asking about working with these professionals. What is that like for you to know that you're working with people that maybe one day you could be working with them in their industry?
Well, it's obviously nice working with people that have been doing it as their job because they probably know how to do it pretty well. Mm-hmm. So they could tell you things that you might have messed up or easier ways to do things. So, yeah, like it's a good thing that we get to work with them.
Yeah, there's that instant respect because, you know, this is what their livelihood is all about. How about Aiden?
So it's humbling to know that they're helping us and doing it safely and making sure that everybody's okay. Mm-hmm. So, like Jackson was saying, it's great to learn from people that have made, like, that are very successful in the field.
Yeah. Carrie, were you on the project last year or no?
No, this is my first year.
Your first year. Mm-hmm. Were you guys aware that that house from last year sold for $460,000, almost $500,000?
Yeah, I was at least. Yeah.
That's incredible to be able to have. Do they walk through that house?
So this year, because the house was actually sold before that we finished.
It sold before you finished.
Yes.
Wow.
They didn't get an opportunity to walk through because people were living in it. Yeah. There's years in the past where they're able to, the first day, be able to walk through the previous house. Like I said, this year they won't. Mm-hmm. And other times we've had students that are interested in the program come to our open house at the end of the year for, you know, to be able to see it the previous year.
Carrie, knowing that some family's going to be living in there, kids are going to be playing in there, you think about that when you're building?
Yeah, I mentioned that to my teammates the other day, and I was like, just like shocked, like how something we build, like someone's gonna live in that. Like that's crazy to me.
And it ends up looking just like the high end houses that are built every day here in the Ann Arbor area.
Yeah.
And this is a student house. Where exactly is this one located, Grant?
So this is off of Stabler Road, which is on the west side of town. You're on Jackson Road, headed towards Baker. And on the south side of the road is a Menards. And we're kind of kitty corner behind Menards in the Kirkway of Sio subdivision.
All right. So you're still finishing up in there. And you've got more lots for you to build in or no?
Yeah, we have four more after this year.
Okay. Can you give me an idea? Do you go there you're the morning class.
Yeah.
So do you have to get there yourselves?
We are shuttled through the public school. Right?
You take the bus there, and you're there what time on the job?
Skyline gets there around 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say about 7:50, sometime around then.
And then when do you go? Then I assume you go back to school after that?
Yeah.
And you go to the real world. What do your classmates say about what you're doing?
They don't really say anything.
Most people don't really seem to say much.
Do they know that you're building a house?
Yeah, they just don't care, I guess.
Well, they need to be on to this. This is a great thing that's going on here. What kind of response have you had, Carrie?
I've had like pretty good response. Like people are like, "Oh, you're doing so great!" Like, that's so cool. My cousins are actually really interested in the program, so they might.
Oh.
Great. Be in it next year.
We're talking with students from the Ann Arbor Student Building Industry Program, along with their coach, Grant Welch, and Pete Nowakowski with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. The students are Carrie Perez-Ruiz, Caden Lakin, Aiden Fulgenzi, did I get that right?
Yes, yeah.
And Jackson Gray. Coming up is a pancake supper. Tell us about this.
All right. The pancake supper is on Tuesday, November 19th at Pioneer High School. It is from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The tickets are $8 per person, and it is all-you-can-eat pancakes. And as well, I believe it's the student building industry program that will be serving you and kind of being your hosts for the night. And you can always come up and talk to us about the program and just get to know the people on the team, I guess.
Pete, I know you've been to this many times. Are they good pancake flippers, as good as they are at building houses?
They're amazing, yeah. I mean, it's good that it's not trying to take away anything from the program and the culinary arts, but they make it, you know, we got a healthy competition, I guess. They make it really fun. They're always super grateful, and the smiles are, you know, priceless to see kids, you know, taking some ownership of their program and, you know, giving back a little bit too, because they know that the community has really supported them for a pretty outstanding opportunity that you don't have a lot of places.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's really nice.
Pioneer High School Cafe, again, November 19th. That's a Tuesday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. $8 per person. All you can eat. Wow. Mm-hmm. Don't tell your fellow students that. He's going to be flipping pancakes for a week. Again, November 19th at Pioneer. And tickets, can they get them at the door?
Yep. You can get tickets at the door. You can call Bragg. It's 734-996-0100. Stop by the office or just reach out to anybody in the program that you might know. Or, yeah, just contact Bragg Ann Arbor.
All right. 996-0100.
Right. Yeah, okay. And just show up at Pioneer on November 19th, and you can get them at the door. Same price.
Grant?
And the other thing that's like to make a note of it, that this is a benefit for our scholarship fund. Mm-hmm. So this goes all the proceeds go back to the students in forms of scholarships.
That's marvelous. And how do you give those scholarships out?
So there's an application process. As long as they're going into the construction industry, they apply. There's a board that sits there, and they select.
Excellent.
Yep, there's interviews for some of those as well. So it's a pretty thorough,
wonderful. Good process. What a great program. And the fact that it's been going on for decades in our schools here, the Ann Arbor Public Schools, really remarkable. There's a companion program that's in the Southwest Consortium. Mm-hmm. And is there one other in our community, out in the Ypsilanti area, I think? Or did they?
No, the Ypsilanti program, I believe, shut down. The only other fairly close one would be the William B. Ford Tech Center. A home building program.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Celine doesn't do a home building?
Celine is part of the Southwest Consortium.
Southwest Consortium, okay. Again, this benefits the scholarship program through the Ann Arbor Student Industry Building Program. And Tuesday, November 19th, big pancake breakfast. It really is phenomenal. And get out and support these kids. They're building the next house, and it's going to be fun to see and be able to tour through it and see how much this goes for. Let's go for over $500,000.
I think we can
do that. I just had realtors on this past week, and they were telling me they're seeing the market go up. Those prices are going up as well. So
it very well might be there. It really is. Housing, the prices are way up right now, and you guys do such quality work. It's a great location.
It wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me. All right, 12th grader Carrie, what are you going to do after graduation?
I think I'm going to go in the industry, probably.
Wow.
I'm still looking up for what I want to do.
Excellent. Well, we know you can cut, so. 11th grader Caden?
After high school, I think I'm also just going to go straight into trades.
Hmm. 11th grader Aiden.
Currently, I want to go into HVAC, so that's heating and cooling.
Excellent.
But over the year, I think that might change.
And 12th grader Jackson.
I'm probably going to do a framing internship at WCC and then probably transfer somewhere like better in
Grant,
a couple of years.
Doesn't this make you feel good to know they're all considering the industry?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, a lot of students this year are, thought about going right into the field. And like I said, we have, as Pete mentioned earlier, the, go to work grant. So they gives them another good head start into that. But, you know, college is also important. And, you know, going to some sort of apprenticeship program are also good options. And we try to give our students as many options as you know, are available.
It's such an excellent program. Congratulations to all of you. We wish you well and looking forward to seeing the finished house this year. And hopefully you get a big turnout at the pancake breakfast on November 19th. Appreciate it. Thank you. On our Around the Home segment with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, thanks to Pete Nowakowski and our friends from Bragg Ann Arbor, your teacher, Grant Welch, and the students again, Carrie Perez-Ruiz, Caden Lakin, Aiden Fulgenzi, and Jackson Gray. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.